you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we start today's show, I got to let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right. You too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer in a little club downtown.
Wow, what a morning.
Love to watch it.
What a morning, everyone. I'm very happy to have our guests in today, but I need a moment. I just walked in the door. I've been sitting in traffic the whole time. And first of all, I left my son's... I left my family years ago.
And now you guys are my family. That's where you mad at them down on Main Street.
Yeah. No. My son left some of his school supplies at my place over the weekend, and I told his mother he starts homeschooling today on Wednesday this week. So I was like, all right, I'll drop it off. And I thought it was just one bag of stuff. And then I got there and I forgot his iPad. And she's just been texting me the whole time. Like, I'm already late. I dropped that off at 10:55. I dropped off that bag. And she's like, you didn't bring the iPad? She's like, I can't even depend on you. I'm like, gotta go, running really late. And then I fucking zip off.
I'm sure she was really understanding, though.
And no, she wasn't.
No, get out of here.
She started texting me over and over again about how irresponsible I am as I'm just in traffic, just the whole way, traffic. And I'm sitting there. I mean, dude, I broke my horn, I think. I smashed my horn. I mean, just punching it at people for
Wait,
no reason.
And your airbag never deployed?
No.
It sounds like you have a bad car, man. It sounds like you're driving really dangerously.
You had to audibly start horning. Like, beep, beep.
Now it's horn.
Like the Roadrunner?
Yeah, yeah. Beep, beep, everybody.
Ooga,
ooga, wee, wee. I'm a cop, too.
Now his horn just goes. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Lewis gets out, an anvil falls on him.
Dude, one lady was trying to get in front of me, and I just stared her down and went. Bah. And then I watched her mouth. What the fuck is wrong with you? It was psychotic. I ran 17 red lights. I just stopped at red lights. No red and red? Yes, red and red. That's what I say.
Hell yeah.
That non-stop also describes your sex life.
I don't know what that meant, but I'll give you a Gesselsnake.
Yeah, what does that mean, Dalton?
I don't know. He doesn't take no for an answer.
I thought
he fucked chicks on her period.
Oh, yeah.
As a capitalist, I say no right on red. Huh? I don't like those commies.
Okay, let's get into the show today. We have an incredible show planned today. I'm actually really legitimately excited to have you guys on together. You're a podcast that people seem to be really enjoying. I've been hearing through the grapevine that people like you guys. So we're going to put you guys to the fucking test today.
Oh, my God.
Good, man.
This is why I love this show. It's like, big deal. Do you want to have a good time with your friends? No, I want to be put to the test.
It's time for the feats of strength.
Pop quiz hot shot.
By the way, the grapevine is what Lewis calls all our black friends.
Yeah.
I thought Lewis was more into the grapevine. All right.
Okay, so you guys know them all from the Loud Boys podcast, available somewhere. ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Dalton Pruitt and Robbie Goodwin.
Hey.
And for the first time ever on the Real Ass Podcast, a guy that I've known longer than Dalton Pruitt and Robbie Goodwin.
Hell yeah.
Joe Weird Hair Gorman.
My best friend, Louis J. Gomez.
You look like you fucking dunked your head into like a magical hair growth solution.
Yeah.
And this is what came out.
Dude, I had a glow up during this whole fucking quarantine, dude.
You look fucking ridiculous.
Thank you, brother.
Joe takes everything as a compliment.
It is a compliment. I'm on the radar now.
You're fucking ridiculous, dude.
Give me that ridiculous ass looking dude.
When I met Joe Gorman, he was just a normal little short cherub like boy.
Mm-hmm.
And now
he looks like a pirate who makes pasta.
I say bong Jeremy.
I mean, you're like, you legitimately look like you used to be a cowboy, but you found weed.
Now I'm just on the ranch. That's what it is, man. Like, that's what New York does to you. It changes you fundamentally forever.
Yeah, as if Joe wasn't exactly like this in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was. When I met him, he was just, just a normal dude.
Yeah, I was trying to find my voice in comedy at the time, and now I found it. It's a creepy, weird dude.
It's a weird to your whole look. Your eyes are beautiful.
Thank you.
Were your teeth always this good, or did you get them fixed
recently?
No,
I had braces. I had a palate expander. I had two retainers and then another round of braces.
Wow.
Yeah, it
sucks.
You were
a fucking dork.
Oh, absolutely, man.
When did you get your braces off?
Dude, I got my braces off in sophomore year of high school.
That's not that bad. That's when people get their braces off, right?
Yeah, it wasn't, but I had it from fifth grade all throughout middle school and then into high school.
That's young. Sucked. You had some shit teeth.
I had like, shit teeth.
He's in elementary school. We need to get ahead of this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, that was the thing, was like my teeth were just like fucked up from the get-go. Like even my baby teeth were fucked up.
Yeah.
So, which sucks. But hey, what can you do, man? I'm disabled.
That's true.
Give me that handicap placard, dude. Yeah. I got weird teeth.
I've been getting disability for having shitty teeth.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that movie, the one that everyone's talking about, Soul?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
You remind me of the guy, like the spiritual guide guy.
Yeah, the cool one.
Oh, yeah, because, well, he works as a sign spinner.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. That's my thing, dude.
That's how he pays his
bills.
I'm
an essential worker, dude.
He's the sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull up the sign spinner guy from Soul, because he looks just like him.
Yeah,
that's
the
crazy.
Cool one. Yeah, I'm also super enlightened, too. So
are
I'm
you?
Not. Yeah, dude, I'm all about transcendental
there
meditation.
Yes, that's you, dude.
That's tight, dude.
Holy shit.
That was the coolest guy in the movie.
That is your vibe, too.
That is my vibe.
That is, you are just always jumping around and giving advice.
I'm chill. I'm telling people, like, to fucking, none of the shit matters, you know?
It's all right, true. Dalton, you got to fix your headphones. You look like you're in the B-52s.
I don't know what to do.
Hold on. There we go.
Robbie, when you're the most normal of the three, there's a problem.
That's why I got these guys to do a podcast. Yeah. I got to seem the least autistic one of the group.
It all evens out.
You look like a Puerto Rican girl at prom with the bump at the top of her head.
They're a bunch of silly guys. I like it.
We're goofs, yeah, man. We're goofballs.
Yeah, okay, I like it.
That's what comedy's about.
I mean, I'm mostly a degenerate and a train wreck.
Or that,
also goofy.
Yeah.
But when we all come together, legitimate political discourse.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's all about.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Let's get all of our plugs out of the way right now. We got to get into it. Chris D'Elia back in trouble. Just when
Why?
You think the man's
Oops.
Back. I forgave him. I forgave him. I was like, you know what, dude? Shit happens. He paid the price. Yeah. 6 months being out of the public eye, that's an eternity.
Yeah.
You know?
And you get one phone call and
here we go.
Yeah.
So let's get some plugs. Let's start with Dalton. What's up, baby? What do you have to plug? Besides Loud Boys, obviously, you have Loud Boys. We already said that.
We have Loud Boys. Other than that, I don't know, follow me on Twitter at newdalton69420. And you can follow me on Instagram at saltydalty69420. Any stand-up dates? Yeah, I'll be at the Tiny Cupboard on March 17th. If anybody in Bushwick wants to come see me perform on a roof.
That sounds like where Joe Gorman lives, a Tiny Cupboard.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's actually Indian.
Yes,
are you actually Indian?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am the Indian in the cupboard. Thank mm-hmm. you, come again.
Okay, that was the joke.
I'm sorry, dude.
Is he actually Indian?
Yeah.
Or you just...
I don't know
he's
anymore.
Japanese.
I don't know, honestly. Okay. I never did a 23andMe. I am off the grid. I have no idea. I've never met my father or my mother.
Really?
Yeah, I was found on a doorstop, dude. Guess where? Dangerfield's Comedy Club. 1984, Rodney Dangerfield found a little basket.
Oh my God.
Oh, who's this little baby? Yeah. Oh, all right, okay.
Is that your plug? You want to plug
yes.
Dangerfield?
I would like to plug my home club, Dangerfields. Yeah, that's it, man.
All right, beautiful. Robbie Goodwin.
Yeah, Loud Boys Pod again. At Robbie Goodwin on Instagram. I'm posting more like little comedy sketches and stuff. And we might get a live show going soon, right?
Yeah, might we? Folks, it's happening.
Hell yeah.
All so right. we're plugging what might happen.
Yeah.
An inevitability.
That is actually a page out of the Louis J. Gomez handbook.
Yeah.
If you don't have an announcement, make an announcement about an announcement that may happen.
Oh, yeah. Also watch our show Goodwin Watches Seinfeld.
I don't like that.
It's a great show.
Can I? I would.
Don't you fuck with me, bro.
Dude, I love you, Louis. You are the man.
Can I?
You're the fucking man.
No, well, we have a show where we're not watching the TV show Seinfeld. We're watching Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's like a Truman Show style.
You're just stalking him.
Yeah, yeah.
Who won it, dude?
Why are you following me?
Yeah.
I don't know these guys. Help!
Who are these people?
They all seem disabled.
What's up with that guy's mustache?
Can I sign up for Make-A-Wish? Get out of my head!
I will say, if you thought Shoshana Lonstein's titties were big, you should see the teenagers Jerry's fucking nowadays.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, I'll tell you right now, Jerry Seinfeld is a pedophile, and he's hiding it, and we're going to actually break the fucking case on Jerry.
Nice, yeah. Dude.
That'd
nice.
Be it.
This is like
only on Loud Boys Seinfeld. Watch Seinfeld.
Yeah, we're actually doing Loud Boys Watch Kramer at the Laugh Factory. That's our other show.
He stole my bit, so we don't talk about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Lewis' signature bit.
Being a bad neighbor.
He took my bit and didn't ask. Cancel him.
Yeah. Who is this? Michael J. Richards?
Zach Amico.
I got three shows here on the network. Follow me on Instagram. Most importantly, the wrestler I manage, Meadowlands Monster, a huge injury, has ripped his entire shoulder out, has to get surgery. Got a GoFundMe going. Go on my Instagram, get a link. Thank you to everybody that donated.
A lot of people think that the Meadowlands Monster faked that injury because he's afraid of what I would do to him.
Can I finish the thing I'm doing, please?
Sure.
It's very important.
Sure.
My friend who can't work for 6 months, we got a GoFundMe going. If anybody donates $50 or more, send me a DM with the screenshot, and I will watch a movie with you and your friends on Zoom night of your choice. So hang out with me. Means a lot in helping my friend get through a really tough time.
Don't do it. He's an enemy of mine. He's an enemy of the Real Ass Podcast.
Lewis is intimidated by large men.
I'm not intimidated by large men. I like the challenge of a large man.
Hell yeah.
I've always said that. That's my favorite challenge is climbing a large man. Like Mount Kilimanjaro. Do not donate. Listen to me. If you donate to him, that is donating against me. Just realize that.
Lewis, remember, guys, if you're donating to him, it's donating against Lewis.
Live shows, March 26th, myself, Zach Amico, will be in Fairfield, Connecticut at some place or another. Shannon, I put that flyer up on my Instagram. Why don't you pull that up so I can give the actual plug? I got Tampa's coming up with Kurt Metzger. I got Vegas coming up in May. I think we're going to do a live Legion of Skanks down in Austin in the end of May. So, at the New Creek and Cave. Yeah, there we go. March 26th, Fairfield, Connecticut at the Warehouse.
Is that Aaron Berg?
At the Warehouse. No, it's not Aaron Berg. Don't you ever disrespect. I just realized that those are my tattoos. Are those my tattoos?
I thought that's an actual photo, though.
Damn, I look fucking good, dog. I need to get jacked again.
You have tattoos?
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting again. I'm starving. I'm also in an angry mood because I've only been able to drink black coffee and water this morning. So, I'm just walking around starving as well. I got out of the car. I was so rude to Dylan. And let me explain to you, Dylan. I'm not sorry. I'm not even slightly sorry. I was so fucking rude to you, and seeing your face again is making me angry. I don't know why. Today is not the day. Do not fuck up anything today, Dylan. It's a bad mood day. Okay? Thank you. Do you have my card? Can I see it?
Whew.
If Dylan lost my card today, I would punch him to death. I'm dead ass. I would treat him like my horn.
Are you sure it's his card? Show the numbers on camera.
Wait a minute. That's not my card.
Uh-oh.
That's literally not my card.
Uh-oh.
It's a gray card, Dylan.
Uh-oh.
Dylan, are you fucking with me? Did I say fuck with me, or did I say just show my card? Thank you.
Lonely at the top, man.
Yeah. Fucking furious today. What a day.
Oh, my God.
Go subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Get the entire on-demand library. RAP is the code. You get access to everything instantly and on demand, both ad-free and uncensored. That's for the latest Legion of Skanks.
Did you have an oops-a-doodle?
No oops-a-doodle. We just had to smooth some things out to make some people happy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And it wasn't censored. It was just, we just didn't show the one camera angle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah,
fine.
It's not censored. We just changed the editing process. So anyway, yeah, go subscribe. And yeah, you guys fucking love it. You know what the fuck's going on. All right, that's it. That's all I'm plugging right now. Thanks, Shannon. Come out to the warehouse. This is a big opportunity for you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big
massive fucking opportunity.
That's why we're all dolled up.
And we put on our Sunday best.
Yeah, come on, man.
This is a big fucking deal. And we do a lot of crazy things on this show. So we're going to see if you guys can fucking keep up with us. Because me and Zach, we are the fucking dream team. Me and this guy right here. Okay, we're leaders in the industry. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, Legion of Skanks has jumped the shark. So now this is truly the number one show on the network.
Yeah, we're not cutting shit out of this show.
Yeah, we ain't cutting shit out of this show,
unless
doggy.
One of us accidentally tells a cheating story and then you just see us jump in the middle of an episode. Oh, yeah.
So one time I was fucking this chick. Never mind. So, yeah, and look, I don't cheat. I actually don't cheat anymore.
Yeah, no.
Nice, man.
We're all grown up.
Congrats.
I cheat.
You cheat still?
I do.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
You
don't worry,
cheat on
ladies.
Games.
I cheat on women when I'm dating
cards,
them.
Right.
Isn't that's it? What I miss most about this pandemic is, like, I miss cheating on somebody.
Right.
You know? It's like, I don't know, it's like a good feeling because you feel, like, extra sexy.
You do. You feel know? Like you're being naughty while you're being naughty.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great feeling. It makes you feel like a big, tough man. It really does.
It's pretty fucking alpha to hurt the ones you love.
Knowing that you're breaking someone's heart as you're coming in someone else is the greatest feeling in the world.
It's like pleasure and pain at the same time. That's like a fucking poem, dog.
Oh, like Hellraiser,
yeah.
Exactly.
Cheating is just, you know, solving the puzzle box.
And like, as the poet Pinhead once said.
Yeah.
And like, how do you know if you love somebody unless you cheat on them and then feel guilty afterwards?
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's like a litmus test for
Me. Exactly.
There's literally no other way to know.
I cheat on someone and I feel bad. It's like, damn, I must really love this girl. I must never tell her that I cheated on her.
Yeah, I agree.
You think you cheat people out of hamburgers?
Joe does moonlight as a hamburglar.
I do. I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I fell for that trick.
Yeah, oldest trick
did
in the book.
Did Wimpy ever
baby.
Pay for those burgers?
Hell no.
He's a fucking bum, dude.
No,
look at that guy. What employment does he have?
But how many times is that going to work?
Wimpy,
until people stop giving him hamburgers?
Yeah, well, Wimpy Moskowitz didn't pay back his hamburgers? Come on.
Was that his last name?
It is now.
I'll pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
So look, I'm very excited about some of these stories. I the D'Elia thing, we have to touch on it, right?
Absolutely. We have an obligation.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said. I got to touch on this.
So yeah, he comes out with this video last week and he apologizes. He's like, hey, look, he's like, hey. I like pussy. What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I like pussy. 10-minute video. We sort of razzed him a little bit on Legion of Skanks, and it was fine.
But like it felt
super well received, that video. I saw like mostly positive comments.
I wasn't shitting on him. I wasn't calling him like a pedophile or saying that he was a bad person. I was just saying that it's kind of funny that he has to do this dance and apologize. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of fun to make fun of him, right?
Well, that's what people want to see. Yeah. They want to see, like, the grovel. Like, you know what I mean? They want you to go on camera and be like, I'm so fucking sorry. Yeah. Like, if Louis did that, I feel like he'd had an easier time coming back. But
I don't know.
Really
I think Louis had a better way to do it.
I agree. I think it's better, but people want to see the fucking, like,
it's smarter. I think time will heal. More guys will come out as rapists. Everyone will kind of look at Louis and go, maybe we took a little too hard on him. He'll make movies again one day.
Yeah.
I think he will.
If we were able to forgive Joe Biden, we can forgive Louis C.K.
Yeah,
come on, man. All I did was fuck a lady.
But it made me glad though that like Louis didn't have like any additional accusers come out, because then it would be like tough to defend him or whatever.
Yeah,
but like because the story as Louis is right now, it's like I have no problem defending him.
Well, I know chicks that Louis jerked off in front of, and they were like, oh, it was kind of funny.
They fucking loved it, dude.
Well, he asked, right? Like, in every fucking situation.
Louis jerked off in front of me multiple times. I had no problem with it.
I had to.
Well, you were a baby on the steps of Seinfeld.
It was my own. What else could I do?
He did this because he respected Dangerfield.
Yeah. That was my baptism.
So
baptism by semen?
Baptism.
Yeah.
So yeah, so D'Elia gives this little apology and we're like, all right, D'Elia's back. Fine, whatever. You know, he's back in.
We're back.
And then an LA Times article comes out and now he's being sued.
Oh yeah.
And they really the way they titled the article is nice and damning. They they figured out a way to fucking clickbait his life being over. Because I don't think it's coming back from this one. What does the article say, Shannon? Pull it up.
Oh, hold on. I had two other articles, not LA Times ones.
The LA Times one. I mean, the other ones probably say the same thing.
Let's see. New York Post is comic Chris D'Elia accused of soliciting child porn from a 17-year-old girl.
See, the Post said it the best way you could possibly say it. They're trying to give him an out, and even that sounds bad.
Yeah. By the way, that article makes it sound like he called the 17-year-old girl and was like, hey, you got any child porn? Yeah.
Soliciting child pornography is a good bit.
Do you know where I could find some child porn?
Excuse me, madam.
Hey, yo, do you still have that child porn plug?
Can I read the Daily Mail before we do LA Times title? Chris D'Elia faces child porn allegations in lawsuit from women who claims he took her virginity when she was 17 and said it was hot when she told him her age.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Am I the only one who thinks this, like, makes up for his comedy?
Yeah.
This is his best bit.
Did anyone else get, like, a half chub hearing that? Like,
holy shit, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so read the LA Times one.
Chris D'Elia faces child porn lawsuit from woman who says he had sex with her at 17.
Okay, yeah. So that's just, the child porn. When you throw child porn in there, people are going to freak the fuck out. That's it. Child porn.
Yeah, when I read that, I thought he had, like porn of three-year-olds or something.
Yeah,
like
man.
That.
You always assume it's like a toddler or something.
Yeah.
Because porn, you assume there's like a set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between like
a Fisher Price?
Well, when you hear child porn, you assume there's like a hard drive with a bunch of pictures of kids on it.
Yeah. And
Polaroids.
What really happened was he was hooking up with a 17-year-old girl, or apparently, allegedly, and then he was like, yo, send me some pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just kind of not the same thing. Not defending it. I mean, here's what my takeaway on the Chris D'Elia situation. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's too many girls at this point.
Yeah.
There's too many, you know, girls that are of a questionable age. And I'm very consistent. I said this a while ago. If he's trying to hook up with a bunch of 18-year-old girls, what turns him on is being close to that line.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to fucking chase the dragon.
That's the real edging.
Yeah.
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 So he... Yeah, he has a
fucking teenage girl fetish, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird though. Being completely objective, like 17 in California is illegal. 17 in New York is not illegal.
Yeah.
So it's
Woody's Law.
In New Jersey, it's super legal because the age of consent is like 16.
Yeah, I know. That's why
so
I moved there.
You can do whatever you want, man.
Japan, it's like
you're
going to
be a prom king, dude.
Yeah. In India, it's one.
In India, it's whoever goes on a bus.
They lob off your clit with a curvy sword and they throw you to a bus full of Indian rapists.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your culture, dude.
That's their yikes. That's their baptism. Getting
that's the sound it makes. Yikes.
Please let me fuck your baby.
Yeah, it's it does not look good for Chris D'Elia.
Uh-oh.
You know,
yeah, Callan's back on top, I guess.
Is it weird that I feel bad for Chris D'Elia?
Yeah, dude,
is it weird that I feel bad for him?
Absolutely.
I'm not justifying what he did, but I do feel like he's obviously got an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's obviously a fucking
sex
addict.
Yeah.
And he is very sick. You're right, doggy.
You should put congratulations on
fuck,
Gas
dude.
Digital.
I mean,
why not? Like he needs a helping hand now more than ever.
Yeah.
And if one of our brethren in comedy is suffering from addiction, we need a helping hand and not a wagging finger of scorn. You know? Like imagine like it's like Artie Lang did something illegal and like we have to give him a second chance.
What are Artie? Oh, doing drugs?
Yeah, drugs.
It's a little different.
No, it's not. It's absolutely the same.
It's actually you're right.
It's worse.
Addiction?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, cuz it supports the drug trade.
I mean, the reality is, this is how fucked Chris D'Elia is. I couldn't even give him a podcast on Gas Digital.
Oh,
like
no.
If he came to me right now, I was like, hey, dude, you know what? Shit's really hit the fan. I need to get a podcast going. You guys are the only racist, sexist, rapist network left in existence. Can you help me and put my? I would have to be like, dude, give it 6 more months. We'll see how the smoke clears.
Yeah.
Like
but that's better than like
he's got an open host position.
Yeah,
that's true. He could just become
welcome to Compound, Chris D'Elia.
Yeah,
that's tough, man. I mean, it's really bad. That speaks to how fucking bad the allegations are.
It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. That's not good. It's like, I'm not even, like, the 17 thing isn't even what's bothering me, mm-hmm. right? Because, like I said, if it was in New York, it wouldn't be a crime. He would just fucking, mm-hmm. you know, it's so weird. But I'm just saying, when it's that many chicks, and there's that many chicks close to the line, and now there's some chick saying that he's fucking got naked pictures of her.
Yeah. There was one, like, allegation. Maybe,
it's all alleged, so you can't. You know, until he has his day.
Exactly.
Court.
I want to see the pictures.
Yeah. Your Honor, let me see the pictures.
Have there been any screenshots that are released? Because it seems everyone's just kind of saying, like, well, he said this.
Oh, there's
like,
a ton of screenshots.
Well, she's suing him. If you're suing this guy and you're saying this fucking happened.
Yeah.
And it's getting to court. I mean, if she's lying, like, she'd be fucked.
There was
like,
also.
There's no. Mm. I mean, there's no fucking...
You know what, though? I mean, whether she's telling the truth or lying, I don't like tattletales.
That is true.
That's true. Don't snitch. Loud boys rule number one.
Yeah.
But there was actually a Reddit thread like 4 years ago, I remember, about like, I had sex with a comedian when I was 17, and they're like, is it Chris D'Elia? And she was like, yeah. So these like rumors happen.
If
out
Reddit
there.
Said yeah. it, dude. Oh, yikes.
Also, there was one of the allegations that was like, Chris D'Elia like would send videos of women he'd hook up with, like getting into booby traps and stuff like that. Like he'd send that shit to his friends.
What
it's
are
like
booby
bizarre.
Traps?
Like you know, set a trap up, like, door.
Like, yeah, like a trap, like a mouse trap.
And
or,
it would like, go directly down into a pit full of alligators.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
And he would say it was super hot. To see her get consumed by these.
Hey, could you put the
reptiles.
Lotion in the basket?
Yeah, he would put his finger right here and be like,
"What? Mm. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?"
I just heard he'd set up things in his room that would make like women. He'd hook up. He'd like set up a camera unbeknownst to the woman. Mm-hmm. He'd hook up with a woman, and then he'd like set up like a trap in his room that would make the woman like trip or fall or something, and like humiliate herself. Yeah. And he'd send that video to his friends.
Oh, that's just hilarious.
I mean, no, I agree. That's the funniest allegation.
One time,
that's the funniest Me Too allegation.
There was like another thing for like booby traps, and it was like you're talking about. He actually. Would fucking she'd step on a loose tile and then a fucking crossbow would shoot her in the
head. His fucking
One of the pranks he did was like he left a credit card on the floor and when the woman went to pick it up it would trigger a spring and a net would fall over her.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's fucked up, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Joe. How high are you?
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the booby traps. That's just funny.
That's funny.
Like, I think they sold a Netflix show based off of that.
He's also just showing how stupid the women he fucks are.
Yeah. Like
he painted a tunnel on his wall and started chasing her.
Yeah, well, he's fucking children, so they are pretty dumb. And he's setting traps for
it's
them.
It's like
so
Legends of the Hidden Temple when you fuck D'Elia. Yeah. Just a bunch of kids trying to, like, escape.
Temple guard grabs her.
She has to climb the aggro crag to get out of his room.
Yeah. Callan comes out with a spear.
I have more information about the lawsuit.
Hell yeah, Shannon. Say it sexy though, please.
So it says they're accusing him of he constructed a manipulative, controlling, and abusive dynamic in which he demanded Miss Doe to provide him sexually explicit images of herself over the internet.
Her first name is Deadass.
Deadass Doe.
Deadass Doe. Deadass Doe.
I thought it was Cookie.
He directed her what specific sexual poses and acts she should perform for him and psychologically punished her when she refused. There were over 100 sexually explicit photos and videos over the course of the 6 or 7 months.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Anybody got a link?
Yeah, that sounds fucked up.
I
got a link in the front of my pants right now.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think she can fake. If she sent those photos and he received those photos and he was coercing her into sending them, that's all like that data's out there. You can't hide that, mm-hmm. right? So they would go to the
You can't?
Yeah.
But they would go to the phone company and they would say, like, all right, did this actually go through? I'm pretty sure they can see if you saw like he's fucked, dude.
He's fucked.
He's absolutely
Do you know what's
fucked.
Crazy though?
How do you think he'd get away with it too is my question. Because he had like a dummy phone number and he set up this whole fucking contraption to like get to, like try to get away with it. But it's like, dude, when you're doing this, you know.
He had a naughty boy phone?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Something like that. Yeah. He would have like a fake Google Voice number or something like that, like an anonymous number that people would text to. And
so they can trace those.
I think so. Well, have you seen that video where he realizes that you can save Snapchats?
Yeah, that was funny.
It's like that kind of thing.
I wonder why more teenagers don't do this. Because if you're like an entrepreneurial fuckable 16-year-old.
Where are you going with this, Dalton?
You could just take a you could just take a picture of your pussy and threaten to send it to various celebrities and say, "Do you want child porn on your phone, or do you want to pay me?"
Yeah,
the perfect crime.
Yeah, the perfect crime.
Venmo me $500 or you'll see my asshole.
Yeah.
I do that now.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if there's any coming back from this. This is bad. This is fucking bad.
That's a dent.
This is bad.
Life does not rip, dude.
So yeah, I mean, I guess if he can have his day in court and prove that it wasn't him, but how do
Even
you?
Then he's still tainted because it will still be like, oh, I don't know, maybe
this you really know. Made it.
He
dent.
Should represent himself in court and do like dolphin noises and stuff like that. Your Honor, did you know you could have sex with dolphins?
Well, isn't he? He's part of like the elite Hollywood cabal.
Yeah, his dad is like a famous director.
Yeah,
or producer or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also got so much money that it doesn't really matter, I guess.
No, he'll be fine, but he probably can't have a career. I mean, maybe
he won't be able to do what he likes to do.
He can do his podcast. He still has a ton of fans. Yeah.
But like, will people even want to listen to it?
I think they will. Yeah.
I think, but if you go onto his
Tips
Reddit,
and Tricks with Thalia.
Yeah.
If you go into his subreddit, like they are completely behind him and completely support him. Pull up his subreddit, Shannon, and see what like the top.
The best is the fighter and the kid subreddit.
Damn, the fighter and the kid is great.
That's the best.
That subreddit.
Yeah. Those are the guys. I haven't been going on Reddit as much as I used to since they canned the Legion of Skanks subreddit. Mm. But yeah, the fighter and the kid subreddit are brutal.
They're so mean.
Could you imagine if part of your daily routine was like, oh, I got to log on to the Chris D'Elia subreddit and see what's going on in the forums today?
Yeah, definitely don't relate to that. I definitely love browsing. I'm addicted to my phone.
Yeah, I guess let's that's see. True. I'm also addicted.
It's nice, been a while. Dude.
There's a
the Reddit log.
That's pinned.
It,
yeah.
Go,
it's been a while.
What is what's the newest one?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
The guy just doesn't take a hint.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Should I fuck this baby?
It is Indian.
If we get on a bus, it's legal.
Let's see. Go. What?
Uh-oh.
What just happened? More.
Uh-oh. Chris deleted.
Oh, no. What's going on
here?
We're back.
Whitney Cummings is awful.
Comedy-wise.
Oh, deleted.
Okay, you know what? I do like this subreddit.
I mean, thus far, they haven't said anything.
He's landed on thick. He's going, all right, dude, you know what? I'm a family man. Look, everyone.
Yeah. Well, he brought up his kids in the apology, too.
Oh, wow. Like... So people haven't even been posting, or you know what it probably is? The moderators of the subreddit, I'm assuming.
His fans are called fucking babies. I forgot about that. That is not a good look.
The babies
either.
Have spoken. Wow. Oh, Legion of Skanks is that got top.
Hell yeah, dude.
What do they say about Legion of Skanks?
They're like, check out this real podcast since Congratulations isn't happening.
I'm having some internet issues.
You're having internet issues.
It's been since this morning. Verizon.
Oh, no. Tell me, the stream is fucking down?
There's an outage in the area. We've been on the phone with them since 9.
There's an Audi in the area. Yeah, I had Dylan park it. Hell yeah.
It'll come back.
Hell yeah.
In honest Delia dialogue. There you go.
Hold on. Well, let's pause it for a second. I mean, the site can't be reached because I don't have internet.
It'll come back.
What is going on right now, Shannon?
There's an outage in the area.
No, there's not an outage in the area. That's not the way it works.
Audi.
Okay,
sorry.
No. No more outages. I'm sick of fucking outages. Fucking with my shows. Specifically my shows.
It does happen in the morning pretty often.
I mean, this is crazy. This is fucking crazy.
How deep does D'Elia's power go?
Holy shit, dude.
I'm so fucking angry right now. You know... Hold on. Yeah, it's still down? Shannon, I'm very upset. And I don't know what to do here, except for being more upset with you.
There's just ice cream trucks driving around blocking people's internet. A cabal of pedophiles.
Yeah. Brian Singer just cutting power lines.
Lewis, you gonna be okay, man?
Oh, there we go. Well, now at least my computer's internet is working again. Is my stream's internet working again, Shannon?
Not yet.
You know, give me more coffee, Dylan. Right now. Ooh.
I didn't want to tell you on your ride in that we were having internet issues and make everything worse.
Oh, yeah, that would have been bad.
Just crossing my fingers.
That would have been bad, Shannon. You look great today, though, Shannon.
Thank you.
What's going on with you? You're looking fucking scrumptious.
I crimped my hair.
Guys, sexually harass Shannon real quick. let's have a moment. Go ahead. This is your test. Let's see if your guest digital material. Robbie, you go first.
Shannon, you're looking hot. You should fuck Lewis.
That's fucking good. Good, you pass your test. Go, Dalton.
Shannon, you look good for your age.
I wouldn't go that far.
Gorman, please sexually harass Shannon.
Shannon, you can get whatever the fuck you want on Seamless, no limit, 20% tip anywhere in the world.
Wow. Wow. That was fucking hot.
He'd say he would pay for it. He just said she couldn't. Yeah,
he just plugged Seamless. Joe is sponsored by Seamless.
Use code word RAP for 40% off your next Seamless purchase.
This is a new bit on the show we're doing, which is sexually harass Shannon. Shannon, sign off on this on air, please.
Yeah, knock yourselves out.
All right. We're doing that from now on.
That sent chills down my spine. That was a cry for help.
That reminded me of the people in WandaVision. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a tear coming out of her eyes.
Everything's great. Thank you. Yeah. Great new segment, Lewis.
Or she's so broken down. It's like, what are we going to do? Knock yourselves out, faggots.
Yeah. I guess this might as well happen.
Lewis, your energy is so intense today.
I'm so, you know,
I've
a lot of things.
I've had trouble loosening up. You're like...
No, loosen up, Dalton. You're fine.
I'm going to give you a massage.
I am as fucking loose as a Crystal Leah date. I am fucking... Yeah. I love it here, man. I'm feeling fine.
I'm loose as a silly goose time.
The fact that Lewis is so passionate, it shows how much he cares about the podcast. And there's... Dude, I have done many podcasts where people are like, what a... I'd rather see a man that wears his heart on his sleeve than have a heart encased in ice and caring only about profits and not the art.
That's true.
I do care about profits.
That's true, but it's a balance.
Yeah, like balance. Jesus Christ.
It's very Eastern of you.
The one true or Muhammad.
Shannon, is our stream backed up?
No.
Oh, I'm going to kill somebody. Today's the day I'm going to kill somebody.
Nice, dude.
I might actually kill somebody today.
Hell yeah.
Well, I have big news. I'm 2 days sober from alcohol.
Are you?
Yeah.
You did it.
I did it. It's been a rough.
What's up, nigga?
I'm not talking. I'm just using sound effects until the stream is back up. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, been on a bender the last 3 months, and I'm feeling pretty good today. You know, baby, bye, bye, bye,
bye. To alcohol.
Yeah,
no strings attached.
Accepted Christ into your heart.
I started going back to church. I'm reading my reading my good book again,
the Quran.
The Quran.
Crystal Lee's biography.
Yeah.
It's a crossroads of life.
Hey, where'd your son's mother go for vacation?
I'm going to
Lewis is doing good.
Lewis, what do you do on a first date?
It's a good Roger Ebert impression.
Shh. He's got to find it. Let him look for it.
Right, right.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Right, right.
That should be Dalia's theme song for his Gas Digital podcast.
All right, I'm back. It's fine. It is what it is. What am I going to do? Okay, real quick, we have to take a moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Black Buffalo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you dip tobacco, pouches or long cut, you have to try the tobacco alternative, Black Buffalo. Zachy boy, I know you're loving it, baby. I tried it last week. I liked it, but I'm not a fucking dipper. I'm not going to start a habit at 40 years old.
Fire Marshal Bill. no, it's great. Yeah, I dip, and I quit regular dip a few years ago, and this was really good. It tastes just like it, and it doesn't have those bad things.
Yeah, everything you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem, is literally made from edible green leaves and a simple list of ingredients with the same taste and texture as traditional tobacco products, so there's no compromise on the experience. Now, here's the deal. We're going to give you a pretty amazing deal here. If you use the promo code REAL25, we're going to give you 25% off your first order at blackbuffalo.com. Once again, use that promo code REAL25, 25% off. That's incredible. They only sell exclusively on their websites. That's where you got to go. It's blackbuffalo.com. Do it. It's a really great alternative. So if you guys are already dipping, go do this. All right, where were we?
Hey, man.
That's why I say it is what it is, but water off a duck's back.
Water off a duck's back.
Water off a duck's back. Why'd you stop drinking, Dalton?
Oh, dude, I was binging every night.
Every
dude.
Time Wake. We hung out, Dalton was drunk. Yeah, and I drink a lot, but Dalton was like,
oh, yeah, we all went out drinking on Saturday, and I got fucked. I was fucked up by the time I got to the restaurant.
And was it an event, a specific thing that you were like, dude, I gotta stop? Was it one thing that happened?
No, it's just waking up every day feeling like, oh, I think I'm going to die today because the hangovers. I'd be hungover and then say to myself, maybe a little hair of the dog will smooth out the edges.
And then you just start getting drunk all over again.
Just get drunk again.
Yeah. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, I think I needed a hair of the dog.
Yeah. That was exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
We did an episode with Brendan Crick on our show, and Dalton just got wasted, like, on air.
He was like, I started repeating myself.
Yeah. He was just kept talking about, like, man, if you can go on Amazon, you can scam them. bringing it up like 8 times. That was a good one.
Yeah. I got in trouble.
That's a running thing on this show. That's a subject we do constantly.
Yeah, it's you're stealing our bits.
Yeah, okay. I tried to stop him, but he was too drunk.
That's why I had to quit. I was like, fuck, I'm stepping on Lewis's shit.
That's
now.
A Lewis bit. What are you doing?
I said, like, wait a minute, that is the Lewis J. Gomez bit.
We had an intervention and we were like, Dalton, you're not being very real ass.
Yeah.
What happened with DaBaby?
Crystal.
What happened with DaBaby?
I love that this episode is just Mario Party for who can get to the shitty joke.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah, Joe and I are Wario and Waluigi.
Hell yeah.
I'm Birdo because I'm trans.
Shannon, what happened with DaBaby?
So I will show you the video later on.
What do you mean later on?
Like when I can use the internet again.
Oh my god.
But for now I can explain to you. I can explain to you what happened.
I want to listen to what happened to the DaBaby. I can't right now.
I can't even
I'm trying to fucking have a good life. Why is my fucking stream down? Why?
There's an outage in the area.
Say it again, bitch. I dare you.
They keep asking me. So let me tell you about DaBaby. So they rented a property, and the homeowner...
Babies can't rent property.
This was this the baby from the Wayans Brothers Little Man?
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
They rented it, and the purpose of the renting was supposed to be for a private vacation with 9 friends.
Oh, it's like me.
Yeah. But he ended up filming a rap video with 40 people in there.
That's what I'm going to do. That's my plan. I'm becoming a rapper in Jamaica.
So when the homeowner, Gary Pegar, came to the property, he's 64 years old, and confronted them about what happened, one of DaBaby's associates attacked him.
Wow. How did he attack him?
He knocked him to the ground, and then somebody started filming, and it appears that as soon as his boy saw that somebody was filming, he stopped him from attacking him, and then the assault stopped there.
Oh, so DaBaby was a hero.
It was another associate that stopped him.
When you call them associates, it sounds racist coming out of your mouth.
That's what
Shannon.
It says in the article. It says associate. His
DaBaby and associates.
And associates.
We had DaBaby and associates. Yeah. Have you been injured in a car accident? We had DaBaby and associates will represent you.
Have you had mesothelioma?
Yeah, you may be entitled to compensation.
This is my associate, mesothelioma.
This is my other associate, leukemia.
So we can't watch this, though?
No, not at the moment.
All right, well, fuck it. Let's move on then. Let's go to...
It's debuffering.
Let's do, does it live or does it die? Oh, we can't do that either.
Oh, no.
Lewis, we're just going to do some organic podcast.
No.
Let's wrap them out.
Videos and sound effects.
Let's be on fire.
Okay, that's the way it works. Videos and sound effects. It's a new era of podcasting. What is this, fucking 2008? Fuck that.
Yeah, man.
I would love
fuck
it. That.
That'd be great. We'd be one of the first podcasts. Get in on the ground floor.
Oh, man, I'm fucking... livid right now. Somebody make me feel better. Joe, just do something cherub-like.
Lewis, no matter what happens, at the end of the day, the fact that I got to be on the greatest podcasting network, Gas Digital.
God damn it, dude. He's right about that.
I fulfilled my New York dream. I'm going to go home and I'm going to kill myself because it don't get much better than this, dude. I got to see the greatest comedian in New York City and do a fucking podcast. Get out of town, dude. What epidemic, dude?
Dude.
Boom shakalaka!
Dude.
Joe, didn't you open for Lewis in San Francisco?
I had the distinct pleasure of working with Lewis multiple times.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake.
Thank you.
Of course, dude, it was thank the first you. Time I got to see what a true headliner was, so I want to thank you.
35 full minutes.
That's all you need, dude. He didn't need to do a Chappelle, like, oh, I need to be on stage for 8 hours.
Yeah.
He was able to get 10 hours of quality material in one headlining set, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Thank you. Dalton, can you make me feel better, please?
No.
Truly the yin and yang.
I'm enjoying this, dude. I love watching you squirm.
Last time somebody brought up Yang on this show, we got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Oh
hell yeah. Oh, Andrew Yang?
Trash Dylan or something. I don't know, man.
Dylan, I did lose. And by the way, everybody online wants me to continue bullying Dylan. And
how would you know? Because we don't have an internet connection.
Oh, that's true.
Can you not mention online, dude? You're trying to make me feel better.
It's triggering as fuck.
Word on the
we're getting a lot of mail. A lot of mail is coming.
Word on the grapevine is that
maybe talking to Black Honey.
I've been I was talking to DaBaby and Associates, and they said they want me to keep bullying Dylan. I might, but I kind of. I mean, I don't know, because I did listen to a recent episode of this show, and he is getting a little too big for his britches.
He does get too big for his britches.
Yeah.
He's a little too confident.
I've not enjoyed the way that your subordinate has been talking to you lately.
I mean, I'm partially blaming him for the internet issue right now.
I mean, diamonds are writing? Formed with pressure.
He's running post-it notes?
I mean, I'm supposed to do another podcast from here today at one point this afternoon that I need internet for.
The last time we spoke to him in the morning, Eric is back on the phone with them now, but they said...
Eric is retarded.
Well, they told him...
Eric is on the phone with fucking a Chinese restaurant right now, thinking he's on the phone.
Oh, he's bringing us a note.
What, Dylan?
Do you like me, chick, yes or no?
Will you be my Valentine? Yeah.
It's a 2-week notice.
In 2 weeks, I'm still going to be a faggot.
No, Dylan. No. That's not a good idea, you fucking asshole. He said, go live on your Instagram.
Mm.
I'm not allowed on Instagram live because I call people names in the comments too much.
I believe you speak truth to power.
Excuse me. It's true.
Yeah, they censored a man for telling the truth.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck me. All right, I'm good. You're Shannon, right. can you get me Main Street again? Is that possible?
No.
Shannon.
Oh, wait, yes, hold on.
Shannon.
Hold on.
You fucking...
Wait, one moment.
I mean, I need to relax. Robbie, can you make me feel better for a second while she's pulling up Main Street?
Louis, you're so respectable. This is a great show. I love being here, and thank you for having me. I don't know what to say, really.
I'm glad I turned down the Joe Rogan Experience, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we were double booked for Rogan.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, fuck Joe Rogan, too. I'll say it right
now.
Yeah,
dude.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
This is all his fault.
Yeah.
I bet you Joe Rogan has fucking internet right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, man, that's interesting. Do you know I have internet?
I bet he's got his own servers. And fucking
yeah, he does. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Just in a thong.
Yeah.
Your lunch, sir. Your elk, Mr. Rogan.
Yeah.
Here's your prime DMT.
Wow, that's interesting. Can you go get me some water?
I bet you Rogan is fucking crushing it with the internet right now. I bet you.
Probably.
You know what Rogan doesn't have, though? The Loud Boys as a guest.
That's true. Yeah, he just has Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying here. Shannon, next time the internet goes out, just tell me not to even come in.
Because I'm having a blast, dude. I love this.
No, it's fun. Not love. You should not be loving this. This, I know you're a bad person and a bad friend, Dalton.
Yeah, dude.
You should not be loving my pain.
I'm distraught.
I'm not loving your pain.
Chris D'Elia, love my pain. Is that special?
Wait. What was it? What'd you say?
Chris D'Elia, no pain.
Oh, yeah. I think that was one of his. Yeah.
Why don't we watch that? That'll take your.
Because we don't have the internet.
We don't have a way to do anything.
The Nickelodeon app won't load.
Chris D'Elia on the.
Lewis, I think you're a great guy.
Fuck you, Dalton. Fuck you. Fucking start drinking and get Dalton liquor right now.
If somebody brings me a cocktail, I'll drink it on air.
Bring him a cocktail right now.
All right. You know what? Yeah, now this is just a relapse.
Yeah,
episode.
We're all just going to start drinking.
Honestly, I'm thinking about starting to drink.
Let's all just start drinking. December 7th.
All right, let's have some cocktails. I got some dirt weed in my jacket.
Shots,
if anybody
shots.
Wants to smoke some mids as well. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, Shannon, it would have been better to just...
fuck out, man.
That was an accident. Shannon, it would have been better to just not do the show and then record it and tell people, like, oh, yeah, it's not going to be live today, but it'll be up later on today.
But it'll still be up later on today.
It'll still be
it
up
doesn't later. Matter. The perception from our subscribers is that our fucking network sucks fucking fat cock and balls.
Lewis, anyone stupid enough to think that about your network doesn't even deserve to have that time.
Thank you, Joe Gorman. You're the only one I like in this room.
Lewis, come on, babe. I know you. I've known you since James was just a little fetus, man. Come on, doggy.
That's true. How long have I known you now?
At least 10 years. Since when you and Chris Tinkle came to San Francisco.
The first time.
Tinkle was still doing comedy. That's
Tinkle,
a long time ago.
I think Tinkle's still doing comedy now.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's got a podcast.
What
with,
the?
He's got what he claims is the funniest MMA podcast.
God damn, that's
true. What is it?
Does he claim it to be the funniest MMA podcast?
Hey, Dylan, thank you so much. Dylan brought me something that smells like booze.
John Fitch and Chris Tinkle are the funniest MMA
comedian fighter combination.
Oh fuck, dude.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, you got a cocktail.
That's water.
It's water.
That's a cocktail of two hydrogen particles and an oxygen molecule.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it. I did not mind that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's like a joke I'd make in high school.
Yeah, dude, this is a little wholesome joke right there, dude.
We're all about wholesome riffs.
Your
on
chemistry teacher pushes his glasses up and he's like, water's a cocktail of two hydrogen molecules.
I told you we had good chemistry.
I know the best.
Actually fucking excellent right there, okay? That was a guess. Guess
who'll stay. There we go. Guess who'll we're back. Stay. Guess who'll stay. Guess who'll
stay. Shannon, just let me know next time so that I can come in and be like, hey, and know what to do and know how to deal with it. Because now I'm just in a bad fucking mood and I have these clowns all making sillies around me. And I gotta
clowns
here.
To the left of me, Jones to the right. Here I am, my internet is down.
Stuck in the Dylan with you.
This is a true nightmare.
You know what? You should tie Dylan to a chair and cut his ear off.
Yeah,
pour gasoline on him and set him on fire.
Yeah.
Do you know how much that's making me feel a little bit better thinking about
it? I know what you like, Lewis.
Yeah. Is the stream up now?
Mr. Brown. Mr. Half Brown.
I mean, it's crazy, Shannon. It is fucking crazy that the stream would drop. It's absolutely crazy. And it needs to be fucking fixed right now.
They're working on it.
Bring Eric in here right now. He's working on all.
No,
Eric's,
not Eric. Verizon. Is
Eric's on hold.
Eric's been on the phone for hours. He really has been trying.
So you guys all knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, we didn't want you to fucking.
Dude, I honestly, that's why I was kind of uptight at the beginning of this because I was like, "Damn, Lou's gonna. He's gonna be upset."
Hey, what's up, bud?
Eric, why is this like this?
Because there's the
say outage. I dare you to say outage.
There's a service problem, and they're working on it. And they said
he pulled out a thesaurus.
There's the opposite of an image.
I asked them to send someone out here, and they said no, that they're working on the issue.
Did you tell them whose show is being dropped?
Oh, I did.
Okay. And they still said no.
And they said, we're right on it.
Phew.
I am trying my best.
No, dude. No, you're not. You're not trying your best.
Does
nobody's
anybody have a
best.
Jewel or a Stig or something? I'm Jones in here.
You're Jones for the
uh-oh.
Drink.
No, I'm just some nicotine.
Did you drink?
I took a sip.
Oh,
took
a sip. Man.
Who gives a fuck, dude? We gotta make some magic here. I figure why not fall completely off the wagon?
Yeah.
Two days into here, I gotta turn my phone on. So I can reset the sobriety app.
Yeah. The Real Ass Podcast makes everyone a man by the time they leave.
Yes, dude.
The Real Ass Podcast.
I might have been giving you a drop, but it was good.
See, aren't you guys glad that I succumbed to my disease?
We're making
a little moment
and
here.
It is a disease.
It is a disease, much like the hepatitis B that I also have.
Mm. I want to go on record. I never encouraged Dalton to become sober.
I like the fact that you actually sort of drinking again on this show. That's making me a little bit happy.
Lewis, I got you, dude.
The only person who's not made me happy so far is Robbie Goodwin.
Oh, no.
I do. I love Lewis.
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
Make me happy. Do something bad for yourself.
Too late.
Let's cut
up.
Yeah,
dude. Where do we start?
Let's do cocaine on air to ensure we can never get hired at another
corporate
job.
I almost would right now.
Lewis, if that would make you happy, I will break my resolve to never do cocaine.
Does anybody have cocaine?
Okay, no. No, we're not going to do cocaine.
I'll do cocaine.
All right, you guys.
I'll do cocaine. Put it behind a paywall.
A progressive disease, but I didn't know it was during one podcast is how far it progressed.
Does somebody have some cocaine?
I have Jocaine.
I wish.
What?
Well,
I'm taking back one of the drops.
Okay.
Can we? What do you? Let's just talk about something.
No, dude.
Not the way it works.
We're doing cocaine.
Apparently, there's a new
president. All right, well, while we wait for the cocaine,
I would love to do cocaine at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. You ever do like the wake and do cocaine instead of coffee?
No.
Yes.
That makes me feel like a businessman. That makes me feel like
I have.
That makes me feel like
makes
Wolf
you feel
of Wall
like
Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
I was like, oh, I don't even need to drink coffee now.
Wolf of Wall Street really enabled a lot of drug addicts.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, just like fucking Leo DiCaprio.
Functioning, because it's like they were still like at the office.
Right.
So it blurs shit.
During my Max Cocaine days, when was
that? That was his old nickname.
Yeah. Max Cocaine.
When did I ever do it in the morning first thing? There's probably a couple times, yeah. Probably a couple times where I got up and I was like, we got to get started early, baby.
And then you justify, I was like, dude, I'm so proud of myself that I saved myself some cocaine for this morning.
Dude, right, that was the
thing. I didn't do it all last night. I'm not an addict.
Oh,
it's never
that,
like a fresh
I do that with
bag,
booze every now and then. I'll have like a half of a Coors Tall Boy on my desk and I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, I still have half of this hot beer. And I just drink that to take the edge off.
Yeah. I always feel bad when I have booze next to my nightstand. I'm always like, why did I think I needed like a full Negroni last night? You know what I mean?
Easy, Robbie.
Jesus Christ,
easy.
Robbie. They're listening.
They're called they're called African Americanese.
They're called African Americaronis.
Why did I have a full DaBaby on my nightstand?
Yeah, my
associates.
Yeah. DaBaby and his.
I mean, there was definitely times where I've done cocaine in this bathroom during shows that we were recording, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon, have you ever been one of those times?
Have you ever noticed me on cocaine, Shannon? Did you ever know that I was going to do cocaine at one point?
No.
See? Look how good I hit it from everybody.
Does anybody... Hey, Dylan, run to the bodega, get some poppers. Let's do poppers on him.
What are poppers?
Oh, all right, Dylan, we need you to go to the deli and get some poppers. When they get here...
I got this one. I've given this speech a lot. Poppers are amyl nitrates, A-M-Y-L. They're a non-narcotic high, so when you inhale them, it opens up the capillaries in your veins and sends the extra oxygen to your head.
Oh, my God.
How do you do
it's
a
used
popper?
For sodomy.
It's a natural muscle relaxant, so it's very popular in the gay community. In the 80s and 90s, it was sold as VCR head cleaner. It's like Rush. And
the
they'll
band?
Sell
today's Tom Sawyer.
It's Rush Limbaugh.
Getting fucked in your ass by a guy. And his name is Tom Sawyer.
A real Tom Sawyer gets fucked in his ass.
The penis.
Or is that the same as?
It's the same family as nitrous.
The same family as the whipped cream.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same as Whippets, basically, yeah. Okay.
Except it makes your face really hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a non-narcotic high that lasts between 1 and 2 minutes.
It's wild.
It feels pretty good. If we had poppers in here, I would do poppers.
Go get some poppers for Dalton. I'm gonna watch Dalton get drunk and do poppers.
No, I don't want to be
it's
the only
late,
one.
Dalton.
It'd
be so funny if only
it's
Dalton.
Too late, Dalton.
Right. You know what? For the sake of the show, I will do poppers.
It's making me feel better, Dalton. Please do a popper while you drink that alcohol.
I'll do a popper for you.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God. Please stop moving away from getting coke.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Can you give me some cocaine right now? Anybody?
Coke, poppers, what else, man?
I think coke will chill you out, yeah.
Me?
Yeah, coke. Yeah. I am probably the coolest, sexiest dude when I'm on cocaine.
When you're on coke, you're like, I'm the man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm very chill. It mellows me out.
Mm-hmm. Fuck me, dude. I'm trying to.
Lewis, I have some dirt weed in my jacket. If you want to,
no, I have
just
smoked weed in fucking forever. I could probably use some CBD though.
Ooh.
Can you give me the bong and some CBD if we have any CBD weed?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. We're
CBD
getting...
rips.
Yeah, we're getting ripped, dude.
I'm such an
old
fucking loser.
Weed don't duels, us, baby.
Are you going to take advantage now that weed's legal in Jersey? Are you
no,
gonna
I'm
get in
off the weed.
Are you done forever?
Why'd you quit weed? Is because you're gay?
But Lewis, you were like the blaze man in San Francisco. You were rolling all those blunts. Everyone was handing you weed.
I'm one of the best blunt rollers in the world.
It was
my arch enemy Joe Rogan once pointed out. Fucking Joe Rogan.
Hey man,
Lewis Joint Gomez.
get me the fucking CBD. Get me the bong. Everybody make me feel better. Zach, make me feel better for a second, please. Touch my dick.
There you go.
Oh, it's shrinking inside.
That's love.
Last night, I did a show with Shane Gillis and Big J. And,
nice.
And Billy?
Yeah, the Dad Meat guys.
Oh, I love. Yeah, Mike Rainey's hilarious.
They're fucking awesome. And I went into the green room, and immediately Shane was sitting on the couch, and I just grabbed his legs, and I pushed him together, and I moved him to the side, and then I moved right into mount. And I mounted him showed off my jiu-jitsu
skills. You climbed Mount Gillis.
You established dominance.
I established dominance. And then he started grabbing my cock.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that I didn't have a hand to also grab his cock. So then I grabbed his cock, and we both started twisting each other's cocks.
As I mounted him. So you got a boner so hard it broke his hand. Like, he wasn't able to fucking even withstand the power of it.
So you guys were twisting each other's cocks at the same time?
While I was mounting him.
When you're trying to launch a nuke and you need two people to put the keys at the same time?
War games.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. So, if you guys...
How does that end? You just both giggle and let go?
With anal sex.
That's how it ends. With poppers, which are... You still getting...
I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe the stream drops. I don't even want to go on my Twitter today because it's just going to be
people... Well, you can't, so...
What is that? It might not be. She might be giving me actual narcotics.
Lewis, we're going to have to take that risk.
Yeah, Lewis.
Can somebody hit it and see if it's CBD?
Yes, I will do it for you, Lewis. Oh, I will.
Yeah. Everyone be fucking cool,
Lewis,
right now.
Lewis, I want you to know I'm doing this because I love you. I'm about to break 8 months of weed sobriety.
Really?
But I didn't want to overshine Dalton, but this is how much I care about Lewis J. Gomez.
It explodes. It's a new Chris D'Elia prank show.
Yeah.
It's a candy cigarette that explodes.
Yeah. No, that was for my 12-year-old bride.
I'm pretty sure this is CBD.
How would you know?
Yeah, wait.
It tastes non-CBD.
It's like I'm suddenly more attracted to men.
That smells like weed.
Yeah,
that
think
smells
this is
like actual
CBD
weed.
Smells like weed.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I never. I always get like the drops and the gummies and shit. I never do the actual weed.
Is it weed or is it CBD?
It's indistinguishable, but I feel like it's CBD because I would feel something by now.
Oh, this is CBD.
Yeah, it's CBD, baby. Relax, man.
Shannon, play Main Street again, please.
It's Angel Dust.
Yeah.
Oh, can you? Yeah, play. Fuck.
Play fuck.
Yeah.
There
nice,
we go.
Nice, man.
I'm chilling out now.
Yeah, dude. I feel good, CBD. Man. Lewis, this is like old times, man.
This
I
might not
like...
be CBD.
That's weed. Lewis, as God is my witness, that's weed.
Weed
I'm right next to you. I just can tell.
That smells, because it's CBD, I don't know.
It's CBD, baby. I'm not high. I'm fucking...
But Joe, you have such a high tolerance, not to break
the bit. Oh, no! Lewis! What have I done? Oh, no! Tell me I did not accidentally dose my dear friend, Lewis.
You just Burt Kreischer'd him.
No, that's not what I meant to do. Oh, no.
Take your shirt off and start doing street jokes.
Yeah.
Burt Kreischer,
wait,
my friend.
He Burt Kreischer'd because he makes up a bunch of stories.
Now we're feeling it.
I don't know. This might be weird.
Oh, dude. That is weed, man.
It's a relapse podcast.
Don't worry, dude. Wait, hey.
Unrelated. Do you think anyone's more happy that Louis got canceled than Bert?
Oh,
didn't
my
Bert
God.
Just shimmy fucking his way
into
the schlubby dad of two girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he literally just fucking truffled his way into Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you need a creepy schlubby guy about the same age?
What if Louis giggled all the time?
What if Louis
Have
showed us
Bert
his Kreischer? Disgusting body?
Yeah, what if Louis just did
Louis
Bert's
did
act? He's sort of showing up fucking shirtless.
Yeah.
So I met these Russians. I'm the machine. I'm the machine.
I like Louis doing Bert. Yeah. That's actually
good. That is good, man.
Hold on, you're making me happy now, Robbie. Finally.
We did it.
Let me take my...
Finally, you're making me happy.
That is marijuana. That is not CBD.
Is it CBD or is it weed?
I think it's weed. I'm getting high.
If it's weed, it's a problem because I have to go train after this.
Don't worry, dude. I'll make sure nothing happens to you.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night.
All day. All gay.
Hell yeah, man.
I feel like if this was weed, I'd be high by now.
Here, let me see it.
Yeah, Dalton.
Dalton.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dalton. Joe, Dalton. Dalton. Dalton.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Robbie, get in on this, doggy.
All right.
Hell yeah, dude. Look at this,
man. Weed or CBD?
It's weed, baby.
This, that's a pretty good ad for CBD, though, that we that can't is, tell.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference.
Did you know we replaced your normal THC weed?
Damn. This feels like one cushy dream.
Yeah. It's like when they replace like your coffee with decaf, and it's like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Shannon, is the stream back up?
CBD, the kratom of weed.
I mean, I am starting to see those air bugs right now.
Airbug, the dog that plays basketball?
There's nothing in the
this
rule.
This is weird. Robbie's making me laugh.
Okay, if they don't have a hood version of Airbug that's a cockroach called Airbug.
Airbug, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing that says a dog can't play basketball.
There's nothing in the rule books that say a cockroach
nice,
can't throw
man.
Dice.
Yeah. I think we're smoking on some THC.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's Lewis, that's weed,
Lewis,
man.
Give me the joint.
Dude, I'm fucking high.
Before it's too late.
No way.
To the moon.
We're fine. Zach, well, Zach can't
no way.
For
I don't smoke weed.
I don't want to smoke anymore.
Lewis, that's weed, man. I'm fucking high.
Yeah, ash in this. Here, you want this?
No, just, yeah, ash in that, dude.
Is that the booze?
You ash in the booze?
No.
No, this is booze. Where are the poppers? Who's got the sodomy drugs?
When Dalton relapses, he relapses hard.
When you fall off,
where's
you fall
all,
hard,
where, man, right? Hey, where's all the drugs in a mile vicinity?
I'm good, man.
Is this weed, Dalton?
Yeah,
it's
dude,
weed.
That's weed.
It is weed, man.
Is it weed?
Lewis, I'm sorry. It is weed. I didn't realize my tolerance was so high. I forgot how effortlessly cool I am on marijuana.
We're in a windowless room with, like, is there
we gotta stop.
I mean, look, just spark that other CBD joint up.
Yeah, this one has to be CBD. There's no way there's two THC.
Does anybody have any kratom? Do we have any Mangda or Bali?
We definitely have some kratom.
Oh, I'll take some.
Let's get some fucking coke. Let's fucking rage.
We tried to get coke, and fucking pussy-ass my team, not only do they not provide internet, they can provide coke.
I'll run home, get some Adderall. We can fucking get some taxes
guys,
done.
Okay, maybe this was all the dry run. You guys, once the stream is back up, maybe we should do another...
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
We're all hiding like Chris Lee is fucking chill, actually.
You know what, dude? He rules.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Cool.
You know what? Let's sort of GoFundMe for Chris D'Elia.
Look, man, if getting child porn is a crime, then lock me up.
All
man.
Is forgiven.
Okay, so look, here's the deal. Ironically,
we should leave
Cushy
the room.
Dreams is one of the sponsors on today's show. I don't think we're smoking Cushy Dreams right now. I really don't. We might be.
The fact that we can't tell says a lot.
Well, the
man.
Taste is that's one thing. I could not. We have no fucking idea. I have no idea of the taste. And I'm high as fuck, but CBD isn't going to be high. So there's no way this is Cushy Dreams.
Great product.
Look, no, I'm not high. Look, I want to say something.
I'll tell you right now, I'm healing my body. It has CBD in the THC.
It heals your mood.
Heals everything.
You know what I feel? You know what I feel like?
I'm
right?
Relaxed.
This is just like in high school, you know, when you go, hey, I don't know if I don't think I feel anything. And you just kind of psych yourself. Out.
So that's what's happening. You think we're smoking Cushy Dreams and we just think we're hot.
Dude, yeah,
it's not THC.
Yeah, it's not. I'm telling
Lewis,
you.
Lewis, relax.
Look, they told us they weren't sure if it was Cushy Dreams, but the label on it said it was Cushy Dreams.
Okay, we've been so dosed and it's
we smoked
my
we would know.
I would love it if it was a Cushy Dreams wrapper.
We were dosed with dream. High quality CBD and now all of our inflammation is gone.
I feel,
I just feel less
inflamed. I don't feel anything.
Dude, my anxiety, depression, pain relief,
dude,
it's gone.
Yeah, dude.
I'm feeling a lot of hustle right now.
There's no way.
As well as dreams.
Let me say something. The last year has been one of the toughest, most trying times on record. And I want to say, I fell into a pit of despair this last winter because of what's happened in this last year. And then I tried Cushy Dreams.
Yeah.
And I feel hopeful for the first time in a year.
This was...
I'm not high at all. I just am like I feel clear.
Good.
Well, Dalton, good for you. It actually comes in 1/8 cans and pre-rolls available now in all sorts of different styles.
Try the
pre-roll. Relax, create, hustle, peace, energy, and dream.
I love dream.
Dreaming. Life is but a dream.
Try the pre-roll.
By the way,
This, I'm just, I...
Oh, life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream.
Bushy Dreams is an incredible, they're an incredible company. They support this show. Go support them. So look, right now, go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y-D-R-E-A-M-S. And use the promo code R-A-P for 20% off your next order. 20% off, free shipping for orders over $20. Once again, go to cushydreams.com. Grab some amazing CBD that doesn't get you high. Remember, it's just for healing, not getting stoned and all fucked up. Cushydreams.com. All right, where were we?
This looks like if everybody on That 70s Show was a rapist.
Room full of highs. Yeah.
It just keeps going. The circle keeps going around, and it's like, yeah, no means yes.
Yeah, Louis did nothing wrong, man. Yeah,
this week on Fox, nowhere to hide.
God damn it, dude! Is this weed? I think it is.
It's weed.
It's definitely.
Dude, speaking of, did you know High from That 70s Show is actually a rapist?
Of course, dude. Yeah. Everyone.
Danny
knows.
Masterson.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he got me too'd.
Yeah, he got hard me too'd.
He raped.
Wasn't Fez me too'd as well?
A little bit.
Oh,
but
just
it was more
for being
like,
Indian.
No, they're also like
it's their culture.
Like his dick smelled.
That's what happened to Aziz. He got me too'd for being Indian.
Yeah. They don't understand.
Lewis,
they don't understand
is,
my culture,
that is
dude.
100% weed, my brother.
Oh my god. Well, I'm chilling.
I mean,
dude.
I know I don't care about the internet stream anymore.
Lou, so
hell yeah. We're having a good ass time.
Yeah.
We're having a real ass time. We're gonna do a long show today.
Long fucking show.
Wait.
I'm supposed to take Fluke Show at one.
All right, so we're wrapping
too
up.
Too bad.
I'm actually on Spook Show with Zach, and do you know who we're going to have on? The Baby and Associates.
That was like I was going to say that.
That was racist. I liked it.
Yeah. That was last month.
Yeah.
The racist.
Yeah, oh, now it's Women's History Month, so we can completely ignore that one.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch Death Wish.
Yeah.
I love that Women's History Month is right after Black History Month. Like, okay, actually, don't forget about us, guys.
I think I'm high.
Yeah,
I'm trying to box right now. I'm like, this is not gonna work,
dude. I am fucking three sheets to the wind right now. This
shit.
I am so fucked up.
I feel alive, man. Look at me. I made it in New York, dude. I'm on the number one podcast in America. I am smoking a federally illegal.
I'm too
substance.
High to do poppers now, dude.
Give him the poppers.
No, dude.
Dalton, if you don't do these poppers,
you couldn't find them.
Okay. Oh, you couldn't find them.
Here,
oh, thank Christ.
Take another hit off this.
No, I do not. We've got. Let's talk about something. So what you guys been up to?
Shannon, do you have a...
Wow, Dalton, great fucking topic of conversation.
Shannon, do you have a keyboard cleaner? We have keyboard cleaners.
No.
Dalton, snort some keyboard cleaner for the fucking audience, for the fans.
I'm not gonna hop air duster.
Come on, dude.
We're straight up hotbox in the fucking
studio. The new show, Kill Dalton.
No! Yeah. Dylan, no!
Dalton!
No fucking way!
You're not gonna huff a little bit of keyboard cleaner.
Come on. If you do it, then they'll write an article about how you were bullied into doing a cool thing.
Yeah, they'll write an obituary. That's
good,
the article
dude.
You're thinking of.
You put the bitch in obituary.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, Dylan's doing queer pressure.
Louis J. Gomez.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me, Dalton.
Dude, just
snort.
Do a quick one.
Dom, if you love me personally, you'll do it.
There's no fucking way.
Question. Did you guys know this was weed when you gave it to me? Why was there just full joints lying around? Nobody's speaking.
That could be from another sponsor.
I think it's fine. No. Lewis, I really don't think it's CBD. I mean, I...
Well, it's clearly weed now.
I mean, I probably left over from Legion. Like it, the way, so there's, I was looking for Cushy. I opened the cabinet where you know where it is, and there was just two joints sitting there. It looked like
I don't think anybody else rolls Cushy joints except for me in this entire company. Why would I think that? They didn't send us pre rolls. These were rolled during Legion of Skanks, and nobody smoked them. That's what happened. Fuck you, Dylan, you idiot.
They're fine.
You got me high.
I mean, give it to you.
You dosed me.
Maybe.
I fucking hate this right now.
You're fine, dude.
I am freaking out right
Damn
now.
Damn it.
Dalton, you gotta calm down. Everyone needs to chill the fuck out, man.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be I haven't smoked weed and fucking, but I do want coke.
But Lewis, you're
right?
Yeah, dude, let's eat some fucking coke.
I have to take a drug test for parole today, so I'm fucked.
I gotta pick up my kids after this, dude.
I'm glad that this is all being filmed and recorded.
No, but it's CBD.
I gotta text with Joe's kids after this.
It's CBD. It's CBD. It's,
go to cushydreams.com and enter the promo code cartel.
I have to drive my car at one point.
I'll drive you.
Will you, dude?
Yeah, dog.
Will you be my driver? That'd be so cool.
I'll be your driver, dude. I'll get you home safe. Don't worry.
Dude.
I'll never let anything happen to you, Lewis.
Move in with me.
Let's do it.
You can live on my kid's trampoline.
Oh, dude, that would be tight.
That seems like
your
personality.
Don't promise me with a good time, Lewis.
This is a sitcom.
Joe currently lives under a trampoline, is technically upward momentum.
Wow, New York's getting better and better.
Dude, it's got sides on it. It has like the poles.
Oh, it's the nets?
Lewis, it has the nets, dude.
You're already sold me on it.
Nets, no nets.
You already closed the deal, dude.
Would you, if you could give up paying rent for the summer?
Absolutely.
Would you live on a trampoline?
Yeah, and all I'd have to do is like, what, take care of your kid or something?
You're not talking to my kid.
Oh, hell yeah, even better.
You got me high, dude. You're going to fucking tell my kid it's a CBD joint.
Yeah.
And he's going to get all stoned.
What's going to happen? James is going to be cool at jujitsu and shit, man. You got to start him young.
Do they make injectable CBD?
Yeah.
Just straight to the vein?
Yeah. Powdered CBD?
Oh, we should
want.
Try crocodile.
What?
Crocodile, that Russian flesh rot drug.
I don't know what flesh rot.
It's like, I don't know. It turns your flesh into...
Crocodile skin,
and then your arm.
Joe, share that other non-weed joint, you fucking scumbag.
I'm good, man.
Holy shit. I'm so high.
Dude, I am...
Look at him. He's a fucking addict.
Yeah.
I am fucked up right now.
I'm trying to protect everyone else, dude. Everyone else is like, I'm getting too high. I don't like doing this cool thing.
Yeah, he's like the taster for the king who just ate the meat.
Has anybody seen any good movies lately?
Dalton, I got this, dude. My bad mood is over. We're having fun, and we're doing a long show.
All right.
Long fucking show. Long fucking show. Long fucking show. Long fucking show. Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Dog. I feel alive.
I feel so alive.
For the very first time, we could just do karaoke.
Dude, I'm in. Guess who knows all forgot about Dre by heart.
This is broadcasting.
Yeah,
dude, we can do that. I'm literally a genius in podcasting.
Yes, you are.
If we did fucking karaoke, no music, a cappella karaoke.
All right.
Because we can't pull up anything, right, Shannon?
I'll do it with you.
You know, I can sing like 70% of Rap God.
Oh my God, really? That's actually very impressive.
I'm fucking
it's so Robbie, it's so embarrassing that you got excited for that.
I finally found something to really
like. That's impressive.
It is, dude. I've tried. I've tried to memorize Rap God. It's like when he goes, it's like I can't fucking.
That's all, folks.
Yeah.
By 70% of Rap God, it means he gets 7 out of every 10 words right.
Yeah,
it is a nightmare.
Yeah, no, Zach, me and Justin Silver were challenging each other to a Rap God competition at one point, and I was practicing it every day for like 3 months straight, and me and Zach did like 3 road gigs together, so it was like 3 hours in a car of me just doing
practicing
it.
Practicing Rap God.
Oh my God.
By the way, he's not driving. There's an Uber.
So oh God.
There's just some poor Arab guy with Lewis rapping Rap God out loud with the phone, full Puerto Rican volume.
Oh, shit.
Did you guys?
My business partner just walked in. We're not supposed to be smoking weed at all.
Yo, chill. Fucking stash it, bro. Stash it. Dad's home.
Flush it down the toilet.
He's not supposed to be home today.
Guys. The story is he made us.
No, dude. I swear to God. It was supposed to be
CBD. It was Dylan's fault.
He threatened to send us pictures of 17-year-olds if we didn't smoke weed.
Yeah.
Now you're talking Ralph's language.
Yeah.
I'm also not supposed to be smoking CBD in the studio. There was no situation in which this was right. I just didn't think he'd be into it.
Thanks a lot, Dalton.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dalton.
Oh, what the fuck
you
are you guys talking?
You could have just done your alcohol like a regular
Ralph,
dude.
I took this out of his hand. I promise.
Oh, boy, we're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
No, we're fine.
We're going to get written up.
Banned after the Loud Boys officially
banned.
Dude,
I'm going to be fucking grounded.
There's no way
you guys were too dangerous for this podcast.
Yeah.
There's no way he's more pissed about this than the internet going out. Otherwise, he's not my business partner. That's crazy.
I think I'm going to die, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm going to die right now. Dude, whatever was in that has got me gone.
You're fine. You're fine.
I'm definitely high.
Yeah, I'm high.
I'm fine. We're fine.
If we find out that's CBD, we're gonna look like pussy.
Dude, that would be the best.
The CEO from CBD walks out. Cushy dreams.
Yeah.
That's
too
fucking
much.
Dude, yeah, I'm definitely stoned. There's no doubt about it. I got fucked here by my own staff. But I'm enjoying it. But it's it wasn't. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault. It's not the best
fault.
Out.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Not you, Dalton.
It's not your fault.
No.
It's not your fault.
What if you started beating the shit out of Robin Williams in that scene?
Yeah.
Just fucking got on top of him and started fucking pounding his head.
Oh, please don't hurt me. No.
Ooh,
get off. Thank you. Oh, I was going to kill myself anyways. Why are you doing this? I don't know why you do this. Oh, thank you.
I love how you throw in. Here's the problem. Your impressions aren't bad enough to be funny that they're bad, but they're not good enough to be good.
Oh, real ass dude.
Oh, is this what is this?
Real ass dude, do the right thing. Oh, thank you.
Is this just is there booze? I don't eat.
You're fine, Dalton. Just drink it, dude.
All right. Wait, am I being dosed?
Just drink it.
It's sake.
What is that?
Can I get some more water, please?
Yeah, Dylan just... did anybody ask for this? Dude, Dylan just came in and put this in front of me. There's no fucking way.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. He's trying to poison Dylan.
Dylan, oh my God. No way I'm
Dylan has this. Been biding his time for months, like drawing a scheme on his fucking wall. Like, how do I get back at Dalton? And he's in his head, he's like, who's the faggot now, Dalton?
All right, pause. Everybody pause.
This is the greatest thing Dylan's ever done.
Robbie, put that down. Look at the difference between those two.
Yeah, I know. Look. Yeah, dude. I don't know what he brought me. Yeah.
Bert Kreischer, Ari Shaffir, right here.
What the fuck, Dylan? We already sell it to like bygones.
What does it taste
bygones.
Like, though?
I'm not.
Just have a little.
No.
Dalton.
No, this is how you get got, dude.
You ain't getting gotten.
This is how I'm getting got.
Get it, daddy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Zach's trying to start drinking.
You're gonna try it?
Daddy wants his medicine.
He doesn't want the alcohol. He wants the 7-Up.
I got the sugar.
Now that's trash.
Tonic and something. What is in it?
Vodka tonic?
Yeah,
it's a disgusting drink.
It is disgusting.
Ew, vodka tonic. Yeah, gin and tonic.
But why are you?
Man. That's good.
But why are you bringing me unsolicited cocktails? Like, why you can? I didn't ask.
You
for
did
that.
Ask for a cocktail earlier.
He brought it. It's right here.
He's being a real ass dude.
He's being a real ass dude, dog.
Come on.
I just got scared.
A good bartender never lets your glass get completely empty.
That's I got scared.
And I think of Dylan as a bartender.
I think yeah.
An unfunny bartender.
Yeah, yeah.
A non-charismatic bartender.
Yeah. Instead of cheers, it's booze.
You know what, Robbie? Let's all think about that. That was good.
That was good.
It works on two levels: booze and
booze.
Yeah, booze and booze.
We all got stuck.
And it's haunted.
Oh, boo!
Oh, honey, boo, boo! Oh, you look like your mom. Oh, thank you. How are we doing? That's a wonderful thing. Yes. Boo earns. They're saying boo earns. Oh, but what's your deal, Robin? Thank you.
I'll let him keep going.
Baba Booey.
Oh, Baba Booey. Oh, King Boo. Luigi's so scary. Oh, no, Mario. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, thank you. What are we doing?
Oh, hello, Mamacita.
I don't mind it.
I like it.
All right, dude, we're fucking an hour and 17 minutes in. It's time for my Robin Williams impression.
I like it.
You guys want to pray?
Fuck! Fuck, I can't be this high. I have another podcast as well.
Oh, no.
No.
Our real ass father, who art in sick heaven.
Fuck. Fuck, dude, I can't be high.
It's all right.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be my name. Da-da-da.
Hallowed be thy rape.
It's CBD. It's CBD. It's all psychological.
It's not CBD, dude. I'm baked.
Oh, no. Yeah, really?
Oh, fuck. I haven't smoked weed in weeks.
Oh, no.
You'll again, I just stopped smoking weed for the second time in 2 months.
You'll be fine in like 20 minutes, dude.
I'm baked more than a can of beans.
You deserve it.
I love the Lab Boys. This is going to be the only other podcast I listen to.
Yeah! Yeah, dude.
Great.
It's like, what is it, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's a problem, dude.
Hey,
we gotta go get rub and tugs.
It is like,
this is rub and tugs.
Dude, Lewis, don't.
This is rub and tug.
We gotta get rub and tugs. Dude.
Like, there's only two girls working. We all walk in. Like, sorry.
Dude, we all
table for two.
All five of us walk into the massage parlor and they just kill themselves immediately rather than the alternative.
They fucking harikari.
Yeah.
What is the happier ending? We die.
Dude, no joke though. The three of us went out drinking on Saturday. We got fucked up and we were on McDougal. Mm-hmm. and I was just running up and down McDougal going, guys, we've got to get Rub and Tugs.
I know.
There has to be one
like,
open.
Was like, I was like, let's get dessert. And Dalton's like, what about Rub and Tugs? And then Rub and Tugs won, and Dalton like took us like some defunct massage place.
Nothing was open. I wanted to get my dick tugged off. And
there was,
no,
they're essential nothing. Workers.
Oh, you could find a Rub and Tug.
It was like these guys didn't want to keep looking.
They I was
like,
fine with it.
You gotta look.
Much,
you go on your fucking phone, dude.
I did.
We did, but Google the first it. Place didn't.
You don't Google Rub and Tug.
I think it was an actual spa.
What do you Google when you're
massage open massage. Right now?
I Googled Asian
reflex.
We did a whole bit about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you Google table shower.
Table shower. Oh. After open past 10 p.m. It's a whorehouse.
I Googled Asian hands.
What's a table shower?
A table shower is where they for
they
it's
wash you
for
like
fat
an,
people.
They wash you like an elephant.
Yeah, oh, nice.
They lay you down on a table and they wash
they move your fold
gross
and wash
body.
Let's all think about what are y'all's favorite elephants? Like Dumbo, Babar,
your mom,
my mom,
slam dunk.
Hell yeah, dude!
She has a perfect memory.
We just fucking butt fucked.
I fucking love this show.
I'm definitely high because I was like, this song is great.
Guys, this is the best podcast.
It really is the best podcast.
If you ever, the miracle of CBD, folks.
Listen
to the show.
Guys, if you ever want to listen to this show live or have it available before it goes to iTunes, you should subscribe or DM me and I will give you Matt Maron's login information.
Oh, please don't give me that around. If you keep sending that, I can't afford it anymore. Lewis is gonna find out, and then all of us FI Club. I worked at Starbucks.
Dante.
Oh, dude.
Oh, hey,
dude.
Damon.
They dosed me. They gave me a joint, and it got me high. I stopped smoking.
When?
A few weeks ago.
You were so good when you were high.
I know, but I'm dumb and slow, and I'm fucking...
And then he was getting high.
Yeah!
Fuck. Why did you laugh so hard at that, Robbie, you cocksucker?
I was laughing.
You don't like me, do you?
I was crying.
You piece of shit,
I
shave your eyebrows.
What did I give you?
I thought it was a CBD joint, and now I'm baked.
Yeah, it was a cool bud device. That's the
and they're all baked. It's all the
I'm so high. Oh my god! Everything
we
is
started late.
Me.
The internet's down, and we were just.
Can somebody bring me a Seroquel?
You're supposed to do my show at 1.
I gotta calm down, man.
It's gonna be like 5 minutes late. You're fine. You guys are good. All right, cool. You're good. 1 o'clock,
buddy.
I could eat something.
You got it.
That's when my fucking.
I could eat something too.
I got Shatter in my pocket, so we'll hit that when you get up.
Shatter?
Hell yeah. No. Lewis, you're going to love it. Lewis, you'll
Shatter.
Love it.
Shatter.
Oh, William Shatner, yes.
All right, everyone, we got to get back on track. Back on track. Fuck off.
We
everyone.
Were. What track, dude? We're on Rainbow Road right now.
Yeah. I just meant get the black guy out of the room.
Oh, okay.
Now we can
back,
cut
back
loose.
On
now
track.
We get back on track. Bring in the Chinese.
Back on the Auschwitz track.
Mm.
Hell yeah, dude. Is there
Train,
any other is there any news that we can get to that's kind of funny?
Seth Rogen started a weed company. What
Did
else?
He?
Governor Greg Abbott opened up all of Texas.
Abbott season.
It's Abbott season.
Oh
in
yeah,
Texas. Yeah.
Damn.
No more masks. No more masks. No more masks. No more masks.
No
more masks.
That's the anti-superhero.
No more masks.
Yeah, dude.
No more masks. No more masks.
No more
somebody
masks.
Stop me.
And then the other side is going, no more masks. No more masks.
No more masks.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then the real fucking nerds are going, Oxford, comma.
semicolon.
Oh my god.
Ellipses. Ellipses.
Yeah. Do one more. We have the Louis J. Gomez rule of fours.
Yeah.
There's a comedy rule of threes, but
hyphen,
take it one
hyphen,
too many.
Hyphen. Hyphen.
And T.I.'s going, hymen. Oh, sorry.
Too many. That's the Robbie Goodwin. Mm. There we go.
Tutu, yeah. Like on a ballerina.
Oh, tutu, like on a ballerina.
I smoked myself into Robin Williams.
Dude, I almost want to play L.A. Comedian Word Association with the Loud Boys. It was okay last time, but I feel like it could be even better right now. Let's go, Shannon.
Ari Shaffir, he's not sorry, Shaffir. Oh, he never apologized.
It's so essentially we say the name of an LA comedian.
It's too late to apologize.
First word that comes to mind, you have to just out of your mouth.
Oh, okay. Nice.
All right.
Okay. All right. LA comedians. All right. Ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
We'll start with Robbie Goodwin. Natasha Leggero.
Hot.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
That was really easy.
Sarah Silverman.
Tits.
That was also mine for Burt Kreischer.
Sorry, Jew.
Brendan Schaub.
Nice guy.
all right, Robbie. Theo Vaughn.
Oh, man.
You just can't not do a voice.
I can't. No, that's my fucking default. I'm not trying. This is how I am.
I love it, dude. I fucking love it. I don't even know what he sounds like.
Yeah. That's a real pickle, man.
Oh, shit.
Dill pickle. Dill wee.
Oh, Tommy Dill. Dill pickle.
Tommy Dill. Rugrats.
Dalton. Chris D'Elia.
Cute.
He is pretty cute.
It's a word association. One more. Shannon, give me another one. I can't think of any more.
Greg Berendt.
Ooh, gay.
He's a San Francisco guy, right?
Was.
Let's see. Hey, let's
before we found out he was gay.
Went to LA for all the bathhouses.
Yeah.
Let's play. Let's try and see if we could out closeted gay comedians.
Oh, like, I know
one. Yeah. Let's try and guess which comedians are not out of the closet that we think are in the closet. Let's
Dalton Pruitt.
And you, Joseph, you win the game.
Why do you think he was asking for so many poppers?
I was trying to loosen my rectum for some sodomy later this evening.
Sorry, it's got horny.
Sodomy. Sodomy.
Can we get a sodomy drop?
Shannon, what's the closest thing to a sodomy drop that we have?
It's my least favorite David Fincher movie,
maybe
the sodomy drop.
Fart sound.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
That would probably make that sound once in a while, because pussies fart sometimes.
Yeah.
If you pull it out and put
it back
in. Tell
you what, man, them pussies do be farting. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
If you fuck a chick that's a little bit loose, you pull it out, put it back in, the air just right out the side of it.
It's like, that'd be like good. Gack.
That'd be
like
a
Nickelodeon gack.
Yeah.
Crazy. They do that shit and want to be president. It's like ridiculous.
Yo, girl, did that pussy be farting? Like,
but guys, could you imagine if men could fart out of their penises?
What if men could
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, more news stories here. I got
what called a beef instead of a queef?
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
No, I've had a girl say once it was an anal queef. It's like, no, it's just a fart. Yeah. A queef is a pussy fart.
That's funny.
Have you guys ever watched those milk enema porns?
All the time.
What?
What the fuck?
I don't know, dude.
Milk enema?
Oh, Lewis. Look. Oh, fuck.
I can't even watch it now, you asshole.
Dude.
Why would you bring something up like that and I can't even watch it right
dude,
now?
Dude, do you know about Ultimate Surrender? Have you talked about that on this show?
No.
Ultimate Surrender?
Is that the porn site where they fight and then they fight?
Yes!
It's the final stage of sleeping with me?
Lewis, this is right.
You will surrender.
Dude,
you
this
will
is
ultimate surrender.
I can't believe you.
Everything I do is ultimate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ultimate fight. I ultimate rape.
Dude, I can't believe you never heard of this. This is right up your alley. It's a porno site where two women get into like the octagon and they have to like tussle with each other. They got to do like jiu-jitsu or whatever.
Right.
But like, the part of the points is like one of them has to get their hands on the other's pussy and make her come.
Hell yeah.
And then the winner fucks the loser with a strap on.
Okay. So I've peripherally seen this.
Yeah.
But I've also seen where like two actual guys MMA fight
and the winner gets
to fuck the chick.
In the octagon.
Hell yeah.
That's
jerked off
sick.
To that.
That's pretty cool.
Jerked off
I
to
would
fucking
train.
Hell
for
yeah,
that.
Dude. If you guys want to see it, check out the new Skankfest in Texas.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
That'd be tight.
On Skankfest website, you just have one porn you like embedded as a video.
Lewis, what'd you think of my home state? How'd you like Texas?
I love Texas. I've been to Texas a bunch, but this time sucked fucking balls.
I heard.
I know, dude. It was all cold. My arch nemesis Joe Rogan was there.
Yeah, he was thriving, dude. He was in his bomb shelter recording a podcast with DaBaby.
He's like, my generator has a generator.
Yeah.
He gets on a treadmill just to generate electricity.
Yeah, he has a hamster wheel that he. That's
that
how
he trains
regular,
on.
A regular size.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's not really our arch enemy, you idiot. We love you, Joe. We're just kidding.
Oh, thanks, man.
Joe's listening to the fucking Loud Boy. I can't miss a Loud Boy's appearance.
Let me hear your Joe Rogan. You can do a Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's interesting, man. So what about like DMT?
No, it doesn't sound like him. You got to get his voice down.
I can't do him. I just do the. I can do the cadence, kind of. Yeah.
No, wow. You can't.
No way. What? I'm too high. See, now I'm high. If I'm put on the spot while high for an impression,
yeah.
What is this?
Lot,
what are you?
Dalton.
What are you? All right, sorry, Lorne Michaels. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do a Lorne Michaels impression.
Right. Okay, Dalton, you're too high to audition for my show.
You sound like Clarice from Silence of the Lambs.
Right. They're kind of the same guy.
Hello, Clarice.
All right. This has been good.
Let's keep going, dude.
No, I would love to keep going, but we have to.
Let's riff some bits out. Let's,
Dalton, don't come off too desperate.
You're right. Okay,
you guys
I'm
killed
sorry.
It. You guys are great. People love you guys.
Fucking feel.
People
oh,
hate
thank
me
God,
right
God. Dude.
Oh, dude.
People hate me right now. Because
well, Louis, the internet's
down.
Back up.
No, it's not.
If
no,
people hate Louis Gomez, then I hate people.
What the fuck did you just say?
Louis J. Gomez, of course.
Louis J. Gomez.
Oh, I am sorry. You
wait, Joe told
day?
Me. What do you
know
what the day I forget the J is the day I quit the business.
Hell yeah, dude. It's a real ass dude right there.
Do you know what the J stands for? Genius.
Wow.
I thought it was jiu-jitsu master.
No, it's Jew Slayer. Everyone knows that.
Hell.
Thank you. And listen, you guys are the fucking shit. Thank you guys for coming out. Loud Boys Podcast. Go subscribe. Go leave them a little fucking rating on iTunes. Let them know that you heard them on the Real Ass Podcast because they are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, we'll get you guys back on together soon because this was a lot of fun.
I had a blast.
And
I love
I'm
this,
very stoned. I cannot believe
so
that I
fucking
got high
right
by accident. Who
dude,
does that?
Lewis, let me tell you this.
He
American
did say
hero.
It was CBD,
fucking...
though.
How yeah. many times?
It's funny to Mr. Magoo yourself and getting high.
I thought it was CBD. tasted like CBD.
Lewis, let me ask you this. I've only been on this show 3 times now. 2 out of those 3 times, we made history.
We did make history.
I made history by coming on this show.
It's true.
Herstory.
Herstory.
Women's yeah. Month.
Like, we've had epic, dare I,
oh my God.
To steal a phrase from Reddit, we've had epic broadcasting moments on this show.
We have.
You run such a tight ship.
I know. And you honestly, you guys got me out of my bad mood.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if there's some certain guests that would have been here, I would have killed somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Take that, Matt, man.
And that would also be a good broadcasting moment.
Yeah. Lewis, please, don't kill me.
Oh, hey, by the way, Lewis, I did want
to. It's Matt Maron.
I don't know if you know who I should get in contact with, but I did read this article that said The Stand is booking Nazis, and I want to know who do I send my tape to.
Okay, listen, go check out the Loud Boys. We're out. Thank you for watching Real Ass Podcast. I know it's a little bit of a shit show. If you're watching live, I'm really sorry. I'm going to make it up to everybody somehow, some way. There's nothing I can do. All right, enjoy your days. Fuck, am I? Is Ralph pissed, Shannon?
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
I think so.
Damn it.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Well, what are you going to do?
You got to live in the moment, man.
We're the bad boys of podcasting.
Yeah,
dude. The territory.
Yeah. He can't fire me. I quit.
Guess come on the Loud Boys, apart. Dude. You can be the fourth mic. Yeah. I got you, dude.
Go to our website, stormfront.com/loudboys.
Yeah. Enter promo code Compound Media.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you. Good night.
Yes.
That's all, folks.